According to a Facebook tribute page, he liked watching The Simpsons, reading Harry Potter, listening to Snoop Dogg. He was a U.S. citizen, born in Colorado. 16-year-old Abdulrahman al-Awlaki was like so many other kids his age. But he happened to be the son of Anwar al-Awlaki, the al-Qaeda leader seen by U.S. intelligence as a key operative in Yemen. 2 weeks after his father was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Yemen, the younger al-Awlaki was also killed by a drone there, along with a teenage cousin and several others. The same strike also may have killed a prominent al-Qaeda militant. It's not clear why al-Awlaki's son was with that man. Was the teenager a militant?
There's no evidence from anything he wrote, anything he said, or anything the family have said that he was a militant. By the same token, he could have decided to embark on the path of jihad after his father's death. Such honor and duty goes deep in Yemeni society.